Welcome. Gospel Harvest International is the evangelistic ministry of Itumeleng and Lindy Mokganye. This ministry is devoted to winning souls and igniting the church to do likewise. As you are listening to this message, we pray that God's word would position and empower you to take the harvest in your world.
My friends, I want to speak to us about some of our precious possessions that we have as believers. Let's look at what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus, our Lord Jesus. His divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life through knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Five times in his two epistles, Simon Peter mentions possessions that are precious to the people of God. Now, when we think of something precious, we think of a thing that is valuable, of something that is to be cherished, of something that needs to be put under guard and watched very closely. We all think of our children as precious. Some even feel that way about the spouse. We cherish them, we want to protect them, and we hold them in high regard. Some of you own things that are precious to you. It may be a family heirloom, or a piece of jewelry, or a car. Whatever it may be that you hold precious, you know precisely what I'm talking about. As believers, there are things which we possess that are truly precious. All the material wealth that we esteem will one day perish. All the people we count to be so precious will also perish from this earth. Even the Hope Diamond, with all the millions of dollars spent on its protection and safekeeping, will also perish. However, we've been given some very precious things by the Lord that will never perish or be taken away. I would like to share these precious things with you today. To accomplish this, we'll have to travel both through both of the epistles of Peter. However, it is a journey worth taking. Let's look at these precious possessions that we have. The Bible in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 speaks about there being precious trials. What? The Bible says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Peter tells us that trials of life are very precious things. We may look at the valleys we are forced to navigate and think that our lives are just horrible. Yet Peter tells us that trials have a way of helping us. Note that Peter refers to the refining process that used to purify gold. When we are put to test in life, it has effect of removing impurities from our lives. Often, it is the trials of life that will bring us closer to the Lord. In the valleys of life, we're reminded of several great truths that we often forget when life is easy. Allow me to share some of them with you today. Firstly, we're reminded that Jesus is with us always. We see this in Hebrews 13 verse 5. We're reminded that even our valleys are planned by the Lord. Romans 8:28, Isaiah 45 verse 7. We're reminded that our trials are helping us grow in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. We're reminded that something better is waiting just down the way. Romans 8:18. And fifth, we are reminded that even when times are bad, God is still good. Job chapter 1 verse 20 to 21. The trials and the valleys of life are no fun, and we would rather be spared having to go through them. But when we've gone through the valley and come out on the other side, we know that the Lord is better than what we could have otherwise had. We will be stronger in the faith than we could have been. The disciples would have never known that Jesus could walk on water if there had never been a storm. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have never known that God would come to their aid if they were not in a fiery furnace. Noah would have never known that God could keep him safe in the ark if there had never been a flood. We can go on and illustrate these examples. So firstly, there are precious trials. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, we are told of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 19 reads, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish and without spot, we have been purchased, not with precious things like silver or gold." Peter tells us that the blood of Jesus is a precious substance. He means that it's something that is of great price, that is to be held in honor and great esteem. What is it about the blood of Jesus that makes it so special? Well, it's the price of our redemption. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. It's the proof of God's love for us. He shed his blood and so demonstrating his love. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. It is the only substance known to God or man that can cleanse away sin. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. It is pure blood that was shed by an innocent man. His blood and his death were accepted in place of our own by the Father in heaven. His blood is precious. Since the blood of Jesus is precious, it deserves to be cherished by the believer. We make much of the cross in our Christian churches. However, the cross doesn't save anyone. It is what had happened at the cross that makes a difference. It's what happened when the Lamb poured out his life in his blood that sin was forever atoned for and redemption completed. There are some that would take the blood out of the hymnals. There are those who would like to preach a dry, clean plan of salvation that contains no references to the blood of Jesus. My friends, those of us who still cherish the blood need to take our stand on the side of right and guard that precious blood. So we see that there are precious trials, and then there's the precious blood. And then we are told in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 6 to 7 that there's a precious Savior. My friends, the Bible says this, "Wherefore also it contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But to them who are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner." Peter now moves on to tell us that Jesus himself is precious. The word used here refers to a thing of great value. Peter is telling us that Jesus is valuable to those who believe. In fact, his value to us is beyond all human comprehension. Allow me to tell you why I believe that Jesus is as precious like this to the saints of God. Well, firstly, because he loves us. We see this right throughout scripture. For instance, in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, Romans chapter 8 verse 38 to 39. Secondly, because he cares for us. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Because he understands our needs. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. Because he's always near to help us. Psalm 46 verse 1. Because he paid the ultimate price to save us. John 15 13. You can't put a price on things like that. Men will fail you. Those you love will let you down. People all around you may never understand you or what you're having to face in life. But there's a precious Savior named Jesus who can and does understand and care. He's so precious. One more thing that makes him precious to me is the fact that when I came to salvation, he washed away all my sins and he made himself so real to me. So we have precious trials, there's the precious blood, there's a precious Savior, and then the Bible speaks about precious faith. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1, it says that Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now Peter moves on to tell us that our faith, that is our system of belief, is a precious thing as well. Many of us grew up hearing about the cross, the blood, the plan of salvation made possible through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we often take what we have in Jesus for granted and fail to realize how truly special it is. But our faith is precious because it's free. Revelation 22 verse 17, Isaiah 55 verse 1. It's open to all. John 3:16, Romans chapter 10 verse 13. It's complete. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. It is totally the work of God and not the work of human effort. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9, Hebrews 12 verse 2. It is foolproof. Acts 16 verse 31. It is eternal. John 6 verse 37, John 10 28. It's something that can be lived. Considering the precious nature of our faith, we should never be guilty of taking it for granted, but we should promote it, protect it against the evils of our day. You see, the way we believe is being attacked by the world. We are called intolerant and narrow-minded because we say that Jesus is the only way a person can be saved. However, according to the Bible, we are totally right. Therefore, we must cherish our faith. How? By living for Jesus with every fiber of our being. By cherishing and seeing the value in the things He has given to us. By protecting the faith and passing it on to another generation. Faith is a precious thing. Therefore, let us seek to treat it as so. So there's the precious trials. There's precious blood. There's a precious Savior. There's precious faith. And lastly, there are precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Peter's last statement about the precious things found in these verses, he tells us that there are some promises of God that are valuable and are to be held in great esteem. Allow me to just remind you of a few, some of which I've already touched upon today. There's a promise of His love. There's a promise of His presence. There's a promise of His provision. There's a promise of His grace. There's a promise of heaven. In fact, there are over 7,000 promises contained in the pages of the Holy Scriptures. My friend, what is it today that you are in need of? Won't you turn to the Word of God and hear what it promises you concerning that situation? I think it's plain for us to see today that God has indeed given us some very precious and valuable things. Are you cherishing them as you ought? Are you guarding the things that God has made freely available to you through His grace? Maybe you need to claim one of the promises today. They still work. Maybe you need to come and thank Him for being faithful towards you. He is simply worthy of your praise.
Thank you for listening today. If you were blessed by this message, consider how you can get involved and join hands with us in winning rural Africa for Jesus. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website at gospelharvest.co.za for more information or sermons like this one.